Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I am here sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world. Everywhere I go, the little children are getting ready for bed, getting ready to snuggle down for the night. And usually, just before they go to bed, we have a little chat. Well, I was talking with Frida, and Frida was a charming little girl, just as thoughtful as you can be. And Frida had a big smile on her face. And I said, "Frida, you have a wonderful smile on your face. Tell me what it means." And Frida said, "Well, I went to the store today." "You went to the store today? You're 8 years old. That's old enough to go to the store, I guess." "Mm-hmm. I went to the store today." "And what did you do?" "Well, I took my little brother along." "Well, how wonderful. And how did your little brother like going to the store?" "Well, I guess he liked going to the store, but what he liked most is that I took his hand. I hold my little brother's hand, and when I do that, he is so happy. He just looks up at me and he says, 'Frida, you're fantastic. I love you, Frida. You're nice, Frida.' And I look down at him and I say, 'Thomas, you're a good boy. You're a good boy.' And Thomas looks at Frida and Thomas says, 'Frida, I think I got the nicest sister in the whole wide world.' And Frida looks at Thomas and says, 'Thomas, when I hold your hand, I think I'm holding the Christ child's hand. You're just like the baby Jesus.' 'Oh, Frida, you say some nice things, Frida.' And Frida does say nice things. Frida looks at her little brother as a joy and as a privilege. And she loves to play with her little brother. She loves to entertain her little brother. She loves to take care of her little brother. She loves to take him with her when they go to the store and hold his hand all the way to the store and all the way back. Why do you like to hold his hand, Frida?" Mr. Candle was curious. "Well, I like to hold his hand because he has such a nice, soft, warm hand." "Well, that's nice. And you know, Mr. Candle, I like to hold his hand because when I hold his hand, he doesn't pull away from me. He doesn't try to run away into the street, or he doesn't try to run into trouble. He always wants to hold my hand too, not tight, but just lovingly, so wonderful. I feel so happy to be his big sister." "Well, you know, Frida, being a big sister has many privileges with it. And the greatest privilege is that you're older and you know better. And so you always have to set a good example for everybody in your world as to what is the right thing to do and the happy thing to do. You know, Mr. Candle, I heard that the other day. I heard one of my neighbors, they called to their kid. And they said, 'Now, John, you watch after your brother, because your brother's going to do the same things you're going to do. He's going to do all the same things you're going to do now. You got to watch after him.' And I thought, Mommy doesn't have to tell me that, because I know that I am the example for my little brother. And I know that Thomas is going to virtually almost always do the things that I do, because Thomas loves me. And Thomas likes to do things with me. And Thomas thinks I'm a good person. And Thomas is a lot of fun to be with. And it's a great and a wonderful world." "Well, Frida, Thomas is very fortunate to have a sister like you." "Well, you know, Mr. Candle, I have 5 other brothers and sisters, too." "5 other brothers and sisters? Well, where are they?" "Well, they're all older." "Older? Wow, you have a great family." "Yes, Mr. Candle, I have a great family, but they're all older, and they won't play with Thomas and me. They won't allow us to come with them. They won't take us at all with them just because we're 5 years younger than they are. 5 years? My goodness, that is quite an age difference. But they want to do their own things, and they want to run in their own friend circle, and they just won't include Thomas and me. Well, Frieda, what do you do about that? Well, at first I was kind of angry, as I wanted to do the stuff my older brothers and sisters wanted to do. Yes? And then I went into my mommy and I said, Mommy, why is it I can't do all the stuff my older brothers and sisters do? And my mommy said, Frieda, come here. Let's sit down at the kitchen table and have a dish of ice cream and let's talk about that. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Mama always knows how to get to me. So we sat at the kitchen table. And Mama said, Frieda, your older brothers and sisters have been through all the things that you're going through now. And they now are going through new adventures because of the age that they are. And the new adventures at the age that they are adventures that you are not allowed to go through yet because you don't know all of the rules and you don't know all the program, but you're learning them. And by the time you reach their age, you'll know all these things and you'll be able to do them just beautifully. Because, you see, they can walk across the street and they can do all sorts of things that you're not allowed to do yet. But, Mommy, you let me go to the grocery store. That's right, because the grocery store is on our side of the street and it is no crossing streets. Well, Mommy, when will I learn how to cross streets? Well, you'll learn how to cross streets at the right time. You just wait and watch. You'll see. It'll be something that'll be just so natural and so beautiful. You don't cross until I tell you. But when are you going to tell me, Mom? When are you going to tell me? I want to cross the street. No, Frieda, you don't want to cross the street. You want to play on this side of the street. You want to do the things here. And you want to always pay attention. I know, Mom. I know you know, Frieda, but you see, if you say something like that in front of Thomas, Thomas is going to want to cross the street and say, I got a right to do what I want to do. And it's not that he doesn't have a right to do what he wants to do, it's that he knows that he's not yet ready to look for the big cars and be careful of how he does what he does. He rides his tricycle on the sidewalk, not on the street. And he does all these things because those are the rules. See, the bigger kids, they know the new rules. And they have big bicycles that they can ride on the street. And they do all sorts of things that you're not ready for yet. But you will be. But, Mom, I want to get ready. Just take your time, sweetheart. And I will give you lots of things to play with and lots of things to do and lots of fun times. And as you do that, just remember, Frieda. Remember, Frieda. You're holding Thomas's hand, and you are the example for Thomas. And whatever you do, whatever attitude you have toward following what I ask you to do, Thomas is going to have. And you'll make it so much easier for Thomas if you like doing the things that are important for you to do. And let your older brothers and sisters do the things that they're ready to do now. And know that one day soon, you'll be ready to do that too. Oh, Mom. All right. The ice cream is good, Mom. Thank you, thank you. Frieda, it's not because of the ice cream, and it's not because of me. It's because it's the right thing to do, and we always do the right thing. Yes, Mom, I know. Well, Frieda, you want to teach your brother Thomas that it's always the right thing to do. That's the thing you want to do. I know, Mom. I got a wonderful privilege of being Thomas's older sister and showing Thomas how things should be done. But showing him so that he'll want to do it, just like I was shown, so I could want to do the things I have to do. That's right, Frieda. That's right. You get these things so quick. Now, Frieda, you and Thomas get ready for bed. It's that time now. Mr. Sandman will be along real quick with his bag of pixie dust to sprinkle all over you and have you have happy dreams. Okay, Mom. Okay, Mom. And Mr. Candle, that's me, I'm sitting on her bedside table, and I say, well, Frieda, you ready to go to bed now? Oh, yes, Mr. Candle. And Thomas says, too. Right, Mr. Candle, I'm ready to go to bed, too, Thomas says. I'm ready. Okay, kids. Now, you have wonderful dreams, and know that you're just two very lovely, lovely kids. And I love you. And until I see you next time, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.